The room is set up with check-in tables, a waiting area, and makeshift examination rooms. People line up just through the front doors in order to make an appointment or drop in. I take the opportunity to talk with some of them. Could you introduce yourself for the record, please?
I'm Mary Lukens.
So how did you hear about Arctic Care?
Actually, I was at the Coast Guard swimming this morning, and some of the people that work here were saying that it was going on. Two of my friends said they already left messages on my machine, but I found out the other way, so...
May I ask what you're getting taken care of today?
Well, I want to get my dog done, and I also have a sore throat. And I was going to check on my eyes.
My name is Rhea Roy. I, saw something in the newspaper, but I didn't come down here until my mom told me to, because she wanted me to come down, so.
Yeah, what kind of health care do you have right now?
I'm under my mom's insurance, so, I just... I have my glasses, my teeth, and stuff, but I guess the terms of the insurance is that I can't get my eyes checked until it's been a full, 2 years, and I'm going back to school, a couple months before the 2 years, and so I won't get another chance to until I come back home, next year. So I'm okay, I'll just get them done here, I guess.
My name's Carrie Bateman. Well, I'm here to check out what's available for my son because he doesn't have insurance. He's 30 years old, but he would like to come and take advantage because he doesn't have health care.
How did you hear about it?
I saw it in the newspaper, and actually, while I was on the plane, I saw a lot of the folks that were coming from other areas that looked like they're in the service that were talking about it, and I had seen that it had been going on, I think, the last couple of years. I saw something like this, and just wanted to come and check it out.
Navy Lieutenant and IRT Program Manager Brian Raymond says the most in-demand services are eye and dental care because of their high cost if the individual is not insured or is insured under a limited plan. Free health care for anyone who walks in may seem too good to be true, but the military is also benefiting. Raymond says Arctic Care is part of a required annual training, and it's also one of many similar projects throughout the United States.
We really just, we provide some basic services to underserved communities, and the biggest value for us on the military side is we get to train our folks in all the logistical planning that goes into this, and most of them are all medical folks in the private sector. And so they do this stuff day in and day out, and they love what they do. So they're happy to come and do this and serve a medical need.
Lieutenant Commander Steve Wang is one such physician and says in his civilian life, he works at a hospital in California. He says he specializes in emergency medicine and calls Arctic Care a worthy mission.
For me and for many people I've spoken with, to be able to do training, work with other counterparts and actually provide care to the local community and to fellow Americans, that was a win-win situation. We got to benefit everyone in all different aspects, whether it be military or civilian side.
And the civilians I speak to are happy with the quality of care, like 17-year-old Halea Barnett, who I catch on the way out.
It was great. They really focus on every individual and make you feel kind of like you're the only person in the room. And they really listen to you and you get your time. They're not in a rush to get you out or anything.
30-year Kodiak resident Gil Bain is similarly impressed.
I think it's just marvelous. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you with respect. They try to get you in and out as quickly as possible, and they have enough experts here so they can handle almost any kind of local case that we have in Kodiak. I've talked to a lot of my friends. I came the first day just to see what it was. I had no idea, and it was so good that I've called several people and told them about it too.
The physicians, nurses, and other Arctic Care workers are camped out in tents on the Coast Guard base, where they dine on hot meals for breakfast and dinner and MREs for lunch. That stands for meals ready to eat, and they're essentially microwave meals with their own heating devices all enclosed in brown plastic bags. Workers will be roughing it military style, at least until Thursday, when the Arctic Care treatment ends for the year. However, they'll be back. The Kodiak Area Native Association and IRT will work together to provide the same services next year. I'm Kayla DeRoche.